This is KUT. I'm Laura Rice. The Cannes Film Festival is one of the world's most prestigious. Films that screen there are often instantly propelled to a level they might not otherwise have ever reached. Annie Silverstein is learning all about that firsthand. Her film Skunk was one of 16 chosen from over 1,600 film school submissions. Silverstein will find out today if Skunk will be picked as one of the top three. Annie Silverstein joined me at KUT to talk about the journey of Skunk. Thank you so much for being here, Annie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you wrote and directed Skunk, but I understand that this is really like a full UT radio television film production. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, it was my thesis film in the MFA program. And so the entire crew consisted of current or recently graduated RTF students at UT.
So Skunk is about a teenage girl who's kind of dealing with peer pressure and trying to take care of her beloved dog. How did you come up with the character of Leila?
Well, prior to coming to graduate school at UT, I was a youth worker for 10 years in rural Washington. And my students were Native American. We made films together to tell stories about their lives. Through the act of teaching filmmaking as a tool for all these things, you know, expression, cultural pride, and so forth, I really fell in love with the craft of storytelling. So when I arrived at UT and started writing fiction for the first time, I just found that a lot of the experiences I had during my time as a youth worker started to come out in what I was writing about. So I would say the character of Leila isn't anyone in particular. It's more an amalgamation of youth I used to work with, and also drawing on some of my own life experiences at that age.
Well, we talked about ahead of this interview that there's not really a lot of dialogue in the film. There's a lot that you get just kind of from visual cues or from the situation. Do you feel like that's because this is a kind of film that, you know, even though everyone hasn't been in this particular situation, everyone can kind of relate to some of this teenage awkwardness?
Yeah, I think everyone can relate to being awkward as a teenager. I think particularly the kind of sexual dynamics that occur that I try to explore in the film, the wanting and the not wanting, the contradictions that exist in all of us at that age.
You chose to work with non-actor actors, and I read also with rescued dogs. Was that a budget issue thing, or was it really an effort to just make things seem as natural and authentic as possible?
Yeah, I mean, definitely in casting non-actor youth, it was my interest in working with kids who really had access to raw emotions, who hadn't been trained yet to act, in other words, but could draw on their own life experiences. You know, it was a budget issue as far as working with rescued dogs. We knew we didn't have the budget to work with a professional movie dog trainer, and frankly didn't know if we'd be able to make the film for that reason. So we were incredibly lucky to meet Tara Sturmer, who is a canine behavior specialist in town. And she rescues dogs and trains them, dogs that are perceived as the scary dogs, and she calls them misunderstood. I approached her and said, look, I know this isn't the kind of work you do typically. We're trying to make a film. Would you be interested in being a part of it? And would you be interested in having all your dogs be a part of it?
So what do you hope to accomplish at Cannes? I've read that you could see Skunk as a feature.
I'm interested in expanding Skunk into a feature, not so much focusing on the story in the short, but more the world and the characters and the kind of themes of sexuality and, you know, awakening to power dynamics and connection and seeking connection and finding connection in the wrong places, all those kinds of themes that the short explores. Those are the themes that I would like to continue to wrestle with in the feature version.
Thank you so much again for being here, Annie.
Oh, gosh, thank you. This was really fun.
For KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.